To today's Franchise Minute. This is Anna Wilds. I'm the franchise economist. Today's topic is children-related franchises. What a great category to consider. They're really wonderful for people who want to make a difference in the lives of children and their families. If you're new to the Franchise Minute, here's the format. In just a moment, we will watch a 60-second video on this topic. And then we will have a live Q&A session. So put your questions into the chat box or the comment section, and I will do my very best to answer your questions and give you the information that you're here to learn. All right, just a moment while a few other people connect and join us, and then we will begin. Okay, I think we're ready to go. Here's the Franchise Minute video. Hi, I'm Anna Wilds, the franchise economist, and today's topic is children franchises. These can be great franchise investments for people who want to make a difference in the lives of children and their families. One thing for sure, people will spend money on their kids, and this is true regardless of what's happening in the economy. For example, if a child needs extra help with school, parents are going to sign up for tutoring services. You can count on that. And when it comes to birthdays, parents want to create lasting memories, and you can be sure they're going to spend money on great birthday parties. And now more than ever, parents are focusing on their children getting proper exercise, and there are plenty of fitness and sports franchises here. There are a lot of fun franchises, from haircuts and 3D photography to mobile party vans and wonderful preschool and nanny and babysitting services. I'm Anna Wilds, the franchise economist. Contact me to learn which franchise is right for you. Okay, everybody, start putting your questions into the chat box or comment section, just depending on which social media platform you're joining us on. I'll be happy to entertain your questions. Well, one question that always comes in is, you know, what franchises are hot in any particular space that I'm speaking on? Kid franchises are hot pretty much all the time. As long as, you know, parents have kids and want the best for them, they're going to use tutoring services. They're going to send their kids to great preschools. They're going to send their kids to camps to learn fitness, socialization, the importance of physical activity, and many, many sports-related franchises are really about character development. And they just use the platform of sports to teach things like, you know, being a good member of a team, being a good leader of a team, and how to get along with others in your group and things like that. I would say entertainment seems to be an especially creative area for kid-related franchises like parties. I did mention in the original video about, you know, 3D printing. There's this mobile like video van that goes around and people can pose and get a 3D picture of themselves, and that's very popular. I know when my children were coming along, there were all kinds of party type vans that would come to the parties. They would have gaming on the videos for them. They would have just all kinds of, if you've had kids and gone to some birthday parties, you've seen them. Everything from, you know, there've also been, you know, the bouncy houses, the castles and things like that, that are so popular. There's just really no end to to the creativity and the options that are available for there. One of the things that I personally always enjoyed were sports-related ones, because they also offered not just like a season for the sport, but they would also have camps during school breaks, like during the holidays and over the summer, which was really wonderful. And many of them also had birthday parties. They would host birthday parties. And so the flexibility with the scheduling was really nice for the franchise owners. It wasn't just, you know, 9 to 5. They would, you know, schedule parties and events around their schedules. And of course, weekends would be especially popular. And that leads to really another question. Some people are concerned about, like, where do you get the labor force for, you know, birthday parties and sports camps and things like that? The franchisor and the franchisees that you talk to in any given system will share with you who they think is best and how to get that talent. I have always been a big fan of college students for these type employees. They really are reliable, dependable. They have flexible schedules. They're glad to work, you know, around their college courses. So evenings and things like that work out great for them. They tend to be one of your more dependable and reliable. They can relate well to the kids and that sort of thing. So college students are always a big plus for where to find employees for kid-related franchises. And whether they're sports-related or preschool or art, I mean, there's just really no end to the variety of ideas and concepts for children-related franchises. Okay, let's see what other question we have. How much does a child-related franchise cost? Well, that's a very good question. All franchises are going to have minimum financial qualifications for any potential franchisee. And the franchises look at two general categories. One is liquid capital or cash available, non-financed money that the owner has to invest into a business. And then secondly, franchises look at the overall net worth of a person. So liquidity and net worth. If you hit their minimum qualifications along those lines, then it makes sense for you and them to engage in conversations to learn more and see if that franchise is a fit for you and whether you are a fit for that franchise. The amount of money is usually $50,000 to $75,000 of liquid capital, which is non-financed money that the potential franchisee would have available. And then the net worth would be around $150,000 net worth and up. Of course, I'm giving you the minimums. Some of these can be quite affordable. Others can be, you know, very expensive. And I'll use this as an opportunity to share with you the process that I take people through to figure out which franchise is really a good fit for someone. Well, naturally, we'll take your financial qualifications into account, but we'll also take into account your schedule, the time that you have to commit to the business. We'll also look at, you know, who you want your employees to be, who you want your customers to be. What kind of location type do you want? Do you want a home-based business or one of these mobile businesses that I alluded to earlier? And the heart of the business model, of course, are the goals that you have for the business. What do you want the business to do for you personally, professionally, and financially? And so when I work with someone, we build their business model, taking into account all these factors and considerations and preferences of an owner. And then once we construct the business model, taking all these important factors into consideration, then I go off and do extensive research on franchises and look for ones that match the person's model. So it matches your financial qualifications, your skill set, your role that you want to play in the business. There's territory available where you live. and those sorts of things. And then I come back with recommendations to the person based on the model that we built together. So that's how that works. And that is really my preferred way of helping someone find the business that's right for them. This is my 20th year as a franchise advisor, and I've found this to really be an excellent way to help people sort through the thousands and thousands of franchises that there are to find the one that really is the best fit for them. Okay, let's see what other questions we have coming in. I think we've covered them. How much money do you need for a child-related or a children-related franchise? Which children-related franchises are hot, and there are just so many. There's really not any one in particular I could mention. The range I mentioned already in the original video is everything from hair salons just for kids to birthday party ones to summer camps and sports related and that sort of thing, music related, art related, I mean, preschools, daycare, tutoring, nanny services, babysitting services, just anything that the parent of children would need or anything specifically that a child would need. There's pretty much a franchise version of any business that caters to children and their parents. Okay, now obviously school franchises or daycare ones are going to have a higher investment level than the $50,000 to $75,000 liquid that I mentioned. Okay, let's see where else. Okay, I think that's it. We're out of time. And I want to thank you for joining us today for the Franchise Minute on children-related franchises. And I'm going to encourage you to join us next week where we're going to talk about beauty concepts in franchising. It's really quite eye-opening, and I think you'll really learn a lot and enjoy it. So thank you for joining us. I'm Anna Wilds, the Franchise Economist. See you next week.